USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Some signs of progress in fighting the coronavirus in terms of flattening the curve. Still, many more people expected to pass away in the U.S. In New York City, Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says the number of hospitalizations down slightly. Michigan and Louisiana still seeing their numbers rise. President Trump wishing British Prime Minister Boris Johnson well. He's had the coronavirus now for about 10 days, but he has been moved to the intensive care unit in a hospital in London as he's now critically ill. Johnson is 55 years old.
Americans are all praying for his recovery. He's been a really good friend. He's been really something very special, strong, resolute, doesn't quit, doesn't give up.
And a big rally on Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 8%. You are listening to USA Radio News.
So I don't know if you saw this, but there was just this big study about anxiety among us. Really interesting in this study about what can keep us up at night. One of the top stressors out of all the things to worry about is paying for health care. A huge majority of us say we're worried about that. It's totally understandable, but there's an affordable alternative to health insurance. It's MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and it has worked beautifully for more than 25 years. And not only do people save lots of money, they get access to a huge network of doctors. They get to take advantage of 24/7 live access online where they can talk to a doctor and even get prescriptions. And of course, there is the savings. With MediShare, the typical family saves $500 a month. That can help you sleep easier, too. There's a lot to love about it. No wonder it's grown so much. Here is the number to find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
At the daily White House coronavirus briefing, Dr. Birx continues to reiterate this is a highly transmittable virus. And she says Americans still need to take precautions.
Out of respect for every single healthcare worker that's on the front line, whether they're a nurse, a doctor, a respiratory therapist, the phlebotomist, the persons who come in the rooms to clean, you know, out of respect for them, we as Americans should be doing everything possible. And what I meant was, if you can consolidate, if you can send one person, the entire family doesn't need to go out on these occasions. This is a highly transmittable virus. We want every American to know that what they're doing is making a difference, but we need to have solidarity of commitment from everyone. Maybe once every 2 weeks, we can do a grocery store and pharmacy shop for the entire family. So it was really about, we have to do everything we can.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
An unfortunate side effect of the stay-at-home orders issued because of the coronavirus pandemic is that domestic violence calls on the rise. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details now from Washington, D.C.
It seems to be happening in most states, but some examples, calls to hotlines in Virginia increased by 76% in that state in March, according to the Virginia Sexual and Domestic Violence Action Alliance. That group compiles data on shelter services for 65 facilities. A Maryland example, Anne Arundel County Police answered 202 more reports of domestic violence last month than over the same period 1 year earlier. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
There are many, many predictions being made about the future of the U.S. economy after the coronavirus peaks here in the United States. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Chief White House economist Larry Kudlow is optimistic the U.S. economy will be okay if the coronavirus crisis is stabilized fairly soon.
We came into this with a very strong economy, all right? It got interrupted by the virus, if that's the right word.
Talking with reporters outside the White House, Kudlow also says the Trump administration is working hard to implement the roughly $2 trillion economic stimulus bill that was recently approved. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.